Estimating fish stocks involves a lot of uncertainty, according to commission staffers. They detailed the problems through 4 hours of technical presentations Tuesday. In retrospect, they think the commission has allowed too much harvest on a declining stock in recent years. Scientist Juan Valero explained that as the staff assesses the current halibut biomass each year, it also uses more current information to revise estimates from past years as well. Through this, they have found that they have consistently overestimated the overall poundage of halibut since at least 2005, while underestimating catches. The problem is called retrospective bias.
The retrospective bias occurs when we realize that what we thought we knew in the past, actually it is not. It has been overestimated or underestimated.
So, for example, Valero said the staff reduced last year's biomass estimate by 25% after the stock estimate for this year. Had they known they were at that level at the time, according to Valero, they would have reduced the harvest rate. He and other scientists said they are working on new management approaches and policies so they can prevent the problem in future assessments.
But in the meantime, what do we do? Because the retrospective bias is there, or has been there, and is estimated to potentially to be ongoing. So what I'm working here are, if you will, a way to treat the symptom if we cannot find the cure, if we cannot find the cure as of now.
Valero described one such band-aid approach, revise current harvest levels based on the maximum overestimate from the previous year. In the case of 2012, that could mean cutting the harvest roughly in half. However, staff did not go so far as to recommend that much of a change for this year. Bruce Lehman is the IPHC's executive director.
We have a lot of work in front of us, I believe, in terms of trying to solve the retrospective issue, which is the primary thing that we need to do. We could apply the sort of fix that has been outlined for you, but that is not designed to try and solve the retrospective problem, which is the serious issue here that we need to deal with.
Another part of the problem, as Lehman and other scientists have explained before, is the declining size of halibut at age. The fish are taking longer to grow big enough to harvest. Lehman pointed out that halibut growth is something managers cannot control. Dan Falvey of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association thanked the staff for bringing up the retrospective issue ahead of time.
So it doesn't become binding as a policy on the current year's catch limits, because that really makes it difficult for us to tease out whether it's a good solution to it or whether or not you're just swapping quota from area to area. And my question is, next year, as you look at the retrospective issue, you're going to probably come up with a policy to address it next year. Will we have a chance to review that policy next year before it becomes binding on next year's catch limits?
The commission's Bruce Lehman said yes, the staff would probably try to make their research public to the extent that they're able to finish it for the next annual meeting. Lehman went through the recommended catch levels for 2012, which are the same as those he first presented late last year during the commission's interim meeting. Overall, the coastwide catch would drop about 19% from 41 million pounds to 33 million. That includes another cut to the biggest segment of the halibut catch, the Central Gulf Area 3A, which would have a limit of about 12 million pounds. That would be down another 17% on top of several previous years of reductions. Area 2C, which is southeast Alaska, and the Pacific Northwest, Area 2A, are the only areas that may see an increase under the staff's recommendations for 2012. The Northwest quota would go up about 9% to just under a million pounds. 2C's commercial quota would increase about 13% for a total of about 2.6 million pounds. 2C commercial fishermen have weathered the biggest cuts to their individual catches, a loss of nearly 80% over the last 6 years. Under the recommendations, South Central charter halibut operators would see a decrease in their guideline harvest level, while the Southeast charter fleet would see an increase. The commission meeting is slated to wind up late Friday morning after a vote on the catch recommendations and other proposals, which ultimately have to be approved by the federal governments in the U.S. and Canada. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.